Live from the studio, it's Dish Decorum.
If you know me, you know I'm always upgrading. And this time, I went from tea to champagne.
Our guest host today is Kiera Lynn.
Uh-oh.
And now, welcome your host, Tom R.
Woo! It is season 3, episode 1 of Dish Decorum. I am super excited to have this going on, Lynn.
I am super excited, too. Season 3? Three seasons.
You know, the two, those were just practice seasons.
Period. We got to practice. Love the good practice.
Love the good practice. But when it comes to practice, you get out with the old and with the new.
And with the new, yes. Yeah.
And refresh and everything is all about positivity. First of all, I didn't even do my actual intro, which is what's up.
What's up, y'all?
Thank you for listening to Dish Decorum Podcast. I am your host, Tamar. Alongside, next to me, I have Miss Lynn, Miss Kiara Lynn, boss from the hood.
Yeah, just like that.
Wait, are you from the hood? I don't know. I was just saying. Well, like I was saying, we are on season 3 and it is out with the old and with the new. And we are focused on...
You see
on...
the garbage bag?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm. I lead the pack, so my back's to them.
Did you see my hair? That's the bob. That's the bob.
I was about to say the same. Yeah. When you call it, hey, bob. What? No? Oh my gosh. Well, I seen a piece of cat here flying around. I have a cat now, y'all.
Okay.
I have a cat. And funny story, I used to hate cats and I used to...
I remember you. You used to say that all the time.
Oh my gosh. I freaking hate cats. I just felt like they were the devil. I just felt like they were always out to get me. They were trying to pass me, do everything. I didn't know what was going on, but now my little brother got a cat and he's going off to college. And now I got the cat because my mom kicked the cat out. I was like, oh, now she kicked the cat out.
Right, cat ain't even do nothing.
She was
now
like, she was like, well, he done spent up his 9th life here in the home. So I was like, well, oh yes, yes.
Not 9th.
Yes, the ninth life. That's what she said. So I decided to take the cat in because I feel like I grown and I attached to her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold in my home.
Ooh.
It's cold outside.
Mm.
People are catching colds.
Ooh, yes.
I know you've been. Have you been out at work? Have you been wearing your mask? Are you still wearing a mask? Uh-oh.
I'm going to be honest, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I do not wear no mask.
Oh!
But I do be popping in emergencies every day.
That's what I was just about to get on. I was going to go to the topic, like, who doesn't take emergency? I have to tell them that at work every time, like, take emergency. Have
Period.
A good day.
Yes.
Are you going on?
And they got different flavors. You don't even got to just take the orange one.
Exactly. But I like the orange one. I prefer the orange one because I feel like the orange is like, it's like orange juice. And I can tolerate mm-hmm. that. That's why it's so easy for me to drink. I love orange juice. It tastes like orange juice. And it helps. And Lynn, I know you take it every day. Like you never
like
miss
literally.
A day. You never miss a day.
While I'm at work, I put it in some little water, stir that shit up, and I take it like a shot.
Hello. Not only that, I try to drink tea as well.
Yes. Green tea.
Matter of fact, you were over my house. You were drinking like 3 cups of tea.
Literally, y'all. If you're a smoker, you need to drink some tea.
Drink your tea.
Yes.
Like, we don't discriminate. But if you are a smoker, drink your tea. It helps. Everything helps. And I'm telling you, I'm not getting sick. I don't like getting sick in the season. I can't afford to get it. Look at the material.
Yeah. Period.
I can't get sick. I just can't. So
I don't like
being
sick.
I can't afford to miss a day of work. I can't afford to miss anything. Oh, you like my wall?
Yes. I love the gold.
Very cute, right? Very cute.
Classy.
The other half of the wall is getting completed. It's custom made.
Period.
If y'all want to know, I'll tell y'all a little bit about it on my Instagram. But yeah, I love it. Oh, and another thing, my room is up under construction. So don't mind everything that y'all see. I'm trying to bling it out, get some pillows on the little section over here, you know, make it a little cute, make it a little shakshi, a little stuff like that.
Yes.
But what is a house remedy that you'll take? Like, do you do like a spoon of honey with lemon, or what do you add in your tea?
While I'm at work, I only add honey. But if I'm at home, sometimes I cut up a lemon, squeeze a little lemon juice up in there. But other than that, just honey. That's mm-hmm. it.
I was at work and people were telling me that they add sugar into their tea. Do you add sugar?
When I was younger, I did used to add sugar in my tea.
You lost me there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. No, when I was younger, I did used to add sugar in my tea.
No sugar in the tea for me. Thank you, Nyx.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
But now, since I've grown up and got older, I just put honey in there.
Yeah, honey or lemon for me. That's all I can take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know I got to take the time to promote Fovea Skin. Even though I'm going through a major rebranding for Fovea Skin, I'm going to scream it to the roof.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Don't forget about that majestic facial serum. Look at my skin.
Beautiful.
Lynn, she also has a skincare line as well, and we're going to talk about that a little later as well. Oh, you want to know something? Stick around onto the podcast because y'all will hear an ad from Lynn, our sponsor.
Period.
By Norse.
Period.
But I love it. Everything is all good about it. We are definitely out here, and we are going to promote our brands till the day we die.
Mm-hmm.
So
hard.
Exactly. And promoting a brand is not easy. I promise you it's not. Starting a business is not easy. I don't care how long it takes me. I don't care who talks about me behind my back, i.e. fake friends.
Ooh. You should add some crickets because like...
Oh, I have that. I have that. Oh, yes, yeah. I have that.
Because like, girl...
Can we just do a moment of silence for a second? Just a moment of silence. Thank you. Hello.
Period. Period.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen Rihanna's coming back?
Yes, I'm so excited. I actually haven't even heard the song that she just released out. No, but I only haven't heard it because I actually ain't never even seen the first Wakanda movie, so I just never thought to let me listen to it. Because
did you like it? Lift me up.
I didn't hear it.
Hold me down. They play it at work, and I walk around the place singing it to everybody. I don't care. I don't have the vocals. I know I don't have the vocals. I'm not a singer. I'm a model.
Period.
But I just love the song. And everybody, people were saying they didn't like it because they were looking for... a little wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was going to be when they said she was coming out with a song.
No, the whole Wakanda is in mourning. What did y'all think she was going to be doing? Like, they trying to cry.
I didn't know it was
even
for Wakanda. I just heard that people kept saying she was going to bring out a song.
This song playing in my ear right now is hitting. It's good.
That's the song?
No.
Oh.
No. This is just the song playing, but... yeah, I like the song. They had another song on there for her. I think it was the outro of the movie. It was another one. I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, Riri is going to be upset
at
me.
What was happening for a second?
I forgot the name of a Rihanna song.
Period. Yeah, I'm so happy we figured this out. We was finna not know you.
See, every you time go I again? Get on
here, you be trying not to give me some. First time I wasn't getting no hands. headphones. Now you're trying not even know music.
Oh my gosh.
Every it was time. Just
a lot. It was a lot. You know, my studio is up under construction. I don't really have, you know, I have behind the scene producers, of course, but they wasn't helping me out for a lick of so I didn't know. I just knew we were on Zoom and we got 40 minutes to record.
Period. You know what? You need to fire them. It's clearly I'm the help.
Oh, for fire real? Them. Well, fire I don't think you have enough time. I don't think you'll have
fire enough. Fire them. Fire.
Somebody getting fired.
Yes.
You remember the Beyonce video?
With a capital L.
Oh my gosh. What's a hot celebrity you like? Who you looking at right now?
Do it have to be girl or can it just be period? Can I do both?
It can be period. Boy? Yeah.
Okay. Of course, for boy, well, for man, it's my man.
Uh-oh, who?
Mr. Glock himself. G-L-O-C-K.
Oh my gosh. What's going on with Key Glock?
You ain't just heard.
Uh-uh.
Do you listen to Key Glock?
I do listen to him. I haven't been, you know, I've been on a hiatus. I've been working on my mental health and, you know, going through a lot. Oh, yes, that's another thing, guys. We have a lot to talk about because I know I've been away for a long time. Uh-oh. But yes. What happened with Key Glock, though? I'm missing it. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. he has a new, I think, album coming out. I don't know if that's the right term that they
he has a new album. Is it an EP?
I don't know if it's an album or an EP, but he got something coming out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm excited for it. Because I'm gonna be bumping it in my car.
With the seat laid all the way back.
Yes. All the way ass, back to Nebraska.
The ass to the headrest.
All the way back to Nebraska. All the way. But I actually don't think I have a female artist that I'm just so like, I like them all. So,
But you're not crazy of a really female artist right now. Well, you know, for me, it's Riri all day. I don't care.
Period.
Mm-hmm. All day, day.
Yeah, I love the lip. You seen it up there?
All day, day. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now you got me thinking. I don't think I really got one.
Because I figured you would have had one. It ain't like Tink. I know you really like her, but you ain't crazy of a Tink.
Yeah, no.
Lil Kim, City Girls.
That's what I said. I really just like them all. I don't get like. I really don't be caring though. Like I listen to all music, so like if it's just not a male that maybe I just find attractive, then I really don't have. But yeah. I find Key Glock attractive, and I like his music. So
okay, I like that.
Yeah.
But no girls.
No girls.
Well, everybody, if y'all don't know, then y'all should know the Real Housewives of Miami. They're coming back December 5th. Woo! I feel the pressure. I make you rush your Emmy. But it's going to be a lot of drama, I know, with Lisa Hakishang, however you pronounce her name. I don't know how to pronounce it, but she is, I think she's probably going through a divorce with her husband. I don't really know much. Oh, yes. It's going to be a sad thing to see and a sad thing to watch. And the only reason why I'm saying it's going to be a sad thing to see and a sad thing to watch is because she goes around and she boasts very heavily about her husband, and he's a plastic surgeon. She said that her husband built the perfect wife and she built the perfect life, and she said that her husband is the top plastic surgeon in the town and she is his best creation. Like, this is stuff that she's been saying over time, and she's been dying to have a baby with him. She finally had a baby with him years later because she couldn't. She was having problems with it. And now she has the baby, and he's cheating on her with some girl. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I just feel like it's going to be very sad because she goes around and boasts how he built her. And I don't like that because I feel like she should have something under her belt. Because now you're on a reality show where the reality has to show and people are going to be watching it. They're going to be... What would you do in that situation, Lynn? You got your breasts done, your stomach in, your ass done, your lips, your Botox, like your husband did all of this for you. What would you do?
I don't understand cheating. I really don't. Whether you build me up or not.
Uh-oh. Come on, speak to him, Miss Lynn.
Whether you build me up or not.
Uh-oh.
Cheating is just unnecessary. I don't care if you built me up. I'ma leave regardless.
Thank you.
Nowadays, people just be wanting to stay with men just because. If he ain't
just because.
Right, exactly. Leave, babe.
Just because it's very expensive for me to cheat on somebody who I'm with because I have a high standard. You know what I'm saying? I can count on one hand how many people I dated.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it is.
I can't even count, so hell. I can't even count. So I ain't got shit to count. So at this point, that's good.
I don't know. It's very expensive to cheat on me, and I can't afford to cheat on them. Because I look at them as if all the meeting is going to end in 10 minutes. Dang. The show is only like 35, 50 minutes.
And I know we ain't did that. Well, I know we ain't did no 35, 50 minutes already.
Oh my gosh.
They lying. We'll say that it.
Now we got the time going. It's saying we got 9 minutes and 37 seconds left. Well, wow. Don't forget, check out Real Housewives of Miami on December 5th. It is streaming on Peacock. People say that they can watch Peacock for free. I don't know if y'all can watch it for free. I know I'd be paying $4.99 for it. Lynn, do you have Peacock?
I do not have Peacock.
Do you want my login?
Is it worth getting your login? What's on Peacock? What's on Peacock?
It's like all the Housewives franchise. They have Chucky on there. I love watching Chucky. He's like slashing up. The series is really good. We should talk about that as well. Let's talk about that one day on the podcast or something, but we don't have enough time. But I just love it all. I don't know what other shows they have on there. They got The Office on there. You were over at my house when you were watching Peacock, remember?
You got me at The Office.
Yeah, they got The Office, like all seasons of that. I love The Office.
You got me at The Office. I love The Office.
Yeah.
I'll Period. Send it to now you. I got to get Peacock.
Yep, now I got to upgrade.
Period.
Oh my gosh, we have a plethora for you to listen to today. Up next is one of my favorite segments, Catching Up with Mar. Don't go anywhere. Be there or be square. Now I need to find my doorbell.
Courtney was unable to make it today. However, he will be here at Dish Decorum Studios next week.
If you're a young adult, you're at a tough stage of life. You may be juggling starting your career, managing your finances, navigating a romantic relationship, or simply just trying to make it on your own for the first time. These things aren't easy to do, and they don't always have to work out right away. So if you feel down from time to time, that's normal. Usually those feelings of being down go away over time, but if they persist for an inordinate amount of time, that may be a sign that it's time to look into treatment. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health and well-being, there is help. You're not alone. Visit drum.io/dishdecorum in the description box below to find more information on how to get help.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Okay, so, first off, you don't have to pay me for this. Oh, no. No, you don't. Wait, yes. Yes, you do. Just pay me in a lifetime support of this creamy, smooth, whip shea butter, Kiara Lynn. Oh, that's not the line? I know, but I still want this.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Like, oh my God, do you smell this? It smells amazing. Mmm. Okay, no, for real. Why didn't I already have an ad for this? This is crazy. Ooh, and you want to know something? Every time I put on Skin by Norsi, it never fails that I get a compliment. 10 out of 10. Gold stars for everybody.
Action!
They also have body scrub, hair serum, body oil, and much more at skinbynorsi.com. Check out their Instagram and click the link in the description box below. You too can smell this good. Skin by Norsi. Y'all already know, I love Skin by Norsi.
Period.
So that, and I'm really glad that you're on this journey with me as well. And everybody, I'm literally telling ya, I just fell out from opening it up. I get compliments.
Everybody love that baby powder.
I get compliments every single time. People tell me, you smell like baby powder. You smell like baby lotion. You smell like a baby ass. And I'm like, I don't know if that's good or bad to smell like a baby's ass.
Baby's ass.
Okay. But okay.
Right, like what? Yeah, everybody love that baby powder.
I don't skip a day. And I promise y'all, my skin is going to be flawless by the time I'm 89.
Period.
Putting
that good shea butter on you.
If you start off early, you're going to look righteous in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep your hygiene up. Hygiene is definitely important, y'all. Let's not forget all about that.
Hygiene should be top priority.
Top priority. And you can definitely do that with Skin by Norsi.
Period. I got scrubs.
Oh, go ahead. Tell them.
Soaps, oils. I got hair oil. I got it all, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in for Black Friday.
Oh, what's going on Black Friday? What's going
on? For Black Friday, I'm having a 3-day mega sale. Each day is going to be a different percentage off.
Uh-huh.
And all products, again, body butter, scrubs, hair oils, serums.
Oh, my gosh.
All that good stuff will be.
And it's how much percent off?
30, 50, and I'm not telling the last one because it's
oh,
surprise.
My gosh. Well, I'm there all 3 days. I'm telling you that.
Period.
I'm there all 3 days. Don't play with me.
I'm excited. And
I'm super excited about it. Uh-oh.
I got a new scent coming out on the 25th.
A new scent?
Black Friday. Yes, a new scent. It's called Panty Dropper.
Oh!
And it comes. Yep.
Uh-oh. Wait.
If we can find a way.
Oh, my gosh.
If we can find a way to insert a clip, like a little clip, I can send you what it looked like, the flyer. I don't know if you can do that. Insert like a little clip.
We can,
to
yeah.
To show what it is. Okay, no, so
we got video now.
Like.
We got video now.
Period.
But yeah, we can definitely
do
that.
I'm gonna do that, and it drops on the 25th, and it is called Panty Dropper, and it comes in body butter, scrub, and oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, my lips looking a little chapped, and let me go ahead and put this on my lips.
And fun fact, guess what? My best friend told me she uses my scrub, the baby powder scrub, as a deodorant.
As a deodorant? What?
Yes. Hmm. She just scrubs her underarm, and I guess since the scrub is like thick and moist.
And guess what? Yeah, everybody just keeps leaving me. I am a bad friend. I'm telling you, I am a bad friend.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm telling you. That's why
you
I can't
are not
have
a bad friend.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Lynn, you look cold.
I'm freezing.
Oh my gosh. It was cold up in here. My heat went out and I need to put a maintenance request in. But I had to go all the way to Nashville to get a space heater because it was a space heater that I paid like $200 for. And I was definitely going back to my mom's crib to get that space heater.
Period.
While I wait for them to do
that
this.
That bitch better heat up the whole apartment for $200.
Oh, it does. Oh, it does. And I also have, yes, believe me, I also have an air decker. It's for in the summertime. I paid $300 for that black decker, and the whole house feels like Antarctica. Let me just say that. And I fall out every time, and I sleep like a bear. Can you say cozy?
Period.
Can you say? Can you say hibernation?
And Knocked out just like that.
Period. Well,
don't listen to them.
We're here now with a whole bunch of craziness. It's time for my favorite segment. Take it from me. Hit it. Alrighty, so this one says...
That photo's cute.
Oh, thank you. I try to put them all up in here. I got it virtually on here, but I try to read it from here. It looks like I need to just read it virtually because it's getting all up in the camera view and I look good. Well, this one says, what's up, Tamar? My name is Tony and I'm 26 from Nashville, Tennessee. So me and my boyfriend just moved to Houston like 3 weeks ago and Christmas is approaching fast. I don't have enough money to buy him a gift, but Christmas is coming. So what should I do?
Honestly,
what you got?
I would say if you have an understanding partner, you should let him know the situation. And if you can, try to find some way.
Some way?
To even hand make a gift or... go out and try to like Instacart like or something to make some extra money.
I like that. A side hustle.
Those are just, you know, two alternatives that you can do.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this right now. I need enough money.
I would say if you can't do the Instacart, try to hand make a gift because you don't always have to buy somebody for it to be a gift. Or you can try to go out and Instacart or something. To get some few bucks on the side. But please make sure you at least tell your partner that you're having this problem with money.
They probably should already know they live in the same house together.
Right. Listen, so
take it from me. He should definitely understand because do you know how much rent is? First of all, I have a lot of questions here. I should have texted him back. But I have a question about where do you work? Do he have a job? Do you have a job? How much do y'all make? Do y'all have enough to pay for rent? Or is it up under and you need a side hustle? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But your spouse should understand that y'all don't have enough. They understand. They're in the house. Mm-hmm. They see what's going on. Like, and then try to find like a gift, like you said. And they have like $9.99 gifts. You know, the Old Spice set? People don't like them, but it's a thought.
It's a thought.
It's a thought. I like, yes, that's, I like that. And they should understand. They should definitely understand. Period.
Like I said, understanding partner is always best.
Yes. All right. Let's take it away. Next. What's up? They're not actually saying what's up. It's me adding the what's up in it, y'all. But
period. I love it.
They just submitted through and I make sure to add the what's up in the middle, like at the beginning.
And y'all need to start saying what's up to him.
Hello. As a matter of fact, they be at work talking about every time they see me, they be looking for me to be like, what's up? I'm screaming. But this is what's up? My name is Jamie. I met this guy at the bar and we exchanged numbers after. We went out on our first date not too long ago and I ended up sleeping with him. And I ended up sleeping with him. He hasn't called me back in about 2 weeks. Oh no.
Girl.
Okay. He hasn't called me back in about 2 weeks and I was wondering if I should call him first or what?
Miss Jamie. First of all, I've never.
Not Miss Jamie.
Miss Jamie. I've never hooked up with somebody after like random at a bar, so I don't have no knowledge about that. But if that man called you, he clearly got what he wanted and he got up out of there. It was late night at a bar. You was the only thing that was available.
And he got me.
And he dipped up out of that, Miss Jamie. Nah, calling him is not the answer. He got what he wanted. If y'all only seen each other that one time, he got what he wanted. It's no need to call. I'm being 100% honest.
Jamie?
100%.
Take it from Lynn. She and she is also a female. I would definitely take it from her. And that's, I would just say you got the experience. Another one bites the dust. And he doesn't know what he's missing at the end of the day. You're going to boss up on him because you're going to always boss up on him. You're going to boss up on every single last one of them. And that's another thing. I'm never really too big on not talking to anybody anymore or when it comes to breakups and everything because I know they're missing me.
Yeah.
Ooh, you hear the beat? In the... Oh!
Oh, you see that? Oh,
But yes, I definitely would take the advice from Lynn for what she gave you. Lynn, well, not take it from me, but take it from Lynn.
Take it from him too. He's a guy.
Oh yeah, take it from me. He definitely got what he needed and he dipped on up out of there. Maybe you should have been wearing the panty dropper shea butter that Lynn's coming out with. Lynn, you're moving a little
get
too
slow.
Shea
butter. You gave it to her early. Called you that.
You should have.
Probably would have called you back if you had some shea butter.
Oh, she gonna submit another form trying to fight now. She gonna be like, oh man, Jamie, we're not laughing at you. This is all laughs. We're spreading it's positivity. Okay, it's all laughs. And like I said, another one bites the dust. We are here for that women empowerment. You got them.
Please just find you somebody else, Bookie.
Oh, okay. All right, Bookie.
Not about Bookie.
Okay, Bookie. Uh-oh. It is now time for the etiquette approach.
Here we get.
Hello. Make sure to always take the etiquette approach and say hello to someone. Taking the time to say hello, especially if you're in an environment where you regularly see the same people. Take it from Jacqueline Whitmore. She's an etiquette expert, and she's the founder of the Protocol School of Palm Beach. She explains that greeting a person makes you stand out and make a positive, lasting impact. And even if you're seeing an unfamiliar face, that person could be a member or a board of directors, a major donor, or someone who's important to someone in your family, and you've made a good impression that you will stay with them the entire time just by saying a simple hello. I walk at work.
Period.
Hello. I see somebody on my right. Hello. It's just basic etiquette. I had a message before, a long message on how I was a bogus friend, and I didn't get a hello. So we all know how that went. Red for filth, because don't comfort me unless I send for you.
Bro, I'm screaming.
Yep. And that was the etiquette approach. We all know. Let's take the etiquette approach.
Say hello.
Say hello. Say hello first. Good morning. Well, yes. What happened on this day? Today is Tina Turner's birthday. She was born in 1941. Woo! Happy birthday, Tina Turner. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Tina.
What song do you know about Tina Turner?
Rolling, is that her? Rolling.
Rolling. On the river. Well, I really like, Better Be Good to Me.
Oh, I don't think I heard that one.
Yep, I love it. I just love that part. She'll say whatever she just say. Nah, 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 and I'm around like, nah, 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 nah. Better Be Good to Me. So, Tina Turner, happy birthday. And
happy birthday, girl.
Wish you nothing but the best. Love. Oh, it also it's Fizz's birthday, too. You know, from Love and Hip Hop. One of the members with Omarion.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday. Woo.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
One cigar lounge I used to work at. Mm-hmm. On people's birthday, they literally scream in the DJ microphone, "Fuck your birthday."
Oh, Yeah. For real?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Every time it's somebody's birthday, they scream that in the microphone.
I'd be pretty upset. I don't even really care about birthdays like that. Like, I mean, my birthday is big. I love to spend other people's birthdays with them than my own birthday. Because I don't know. I just like doing that with other people. Because on my birthday, I like to go MIA. And I like to be, I'll go to a private island or something.
Anything. Period. I have been spending my birthdays alone. It is very comfortable.
And I really wanted to come to your birthday last time when you had gave me that invite. I really felt so sad because I wanted to, it was just bad timing for me. Like I said, I was going through a lot, family issues, people breaching a contract. But I really wanted to, you know, have that time with you and be out there. But we definitely gonna turn up any other time. Well, we made it to the end, guys. Season 3 is a huge journey that I want to take y'all on me. Like I said, I have a lot to talk to you guys about. So, buckle up, and this is going to be a crazy Season 3. I want to thank my guests today. I had a whole bunch of fun. I want to thank my guest co-host today, Kiara Landloft, and here at Dish Decorum Studios. You're wearing your real rich. I love the hoodie.
Yes.
Also, check it out. Rich Lover. What's the website for them to go to?
It is called realrich2l2h's.com.
Y'all can also click the link in my bio. Thank you to all my fans. I have listeners from all over. Oh, yes.
Period. Oh, I heard last time we had somebody in Germany.
Yes, my stats. I've seen I had a list in Germany, Africa, and I think somewhere in the UK. Believe me, you. Dish Decorum is only going up from here. It's only up from here. Positivity, we're going to be spreading the positive love. If y'all are going through something mentally, depression, click the link in my bio. You're not alone. Y'all can always do that. Yes, next Saturday, please. As usual, we have a full show of craziness. Plus, take it from me, advice is happening again. Next week, we have Summer Jacobs in the building to talk about her hair care line. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next time on Dish Decorum Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is so fun.
You like it?
Yes.
If you're a young adult, you're at a tough stage of life. You may be juggling starting your career, managing your finances, navigating a romantic relationship, or simply just trying to make it on your own for the first time. These things aren't easy to do, and they don't always have to work out right away. So if you feel down from time to time, that's normal. Usually those feelings of being down go away over time, but if they persist for an inordinate amount of time, that may be a sign that it's time to look into treatment. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health and well-being, there is help. You're not alone. Visit drum.io/dishdecorum in the description box below to find more information on how to get help. Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Anchor allows me to showcase my skincare and quality essence counter line, market other black-owned businesses, give affordable fashion deals, and be very shady across the globe. And don't forget to subscribe to our entrepreneurial guide. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.